You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Still such a surreal... We were just talking about Nancy Kerrigan.
I still say
Tony Harding.
She flopped.
She did not flop.
That's right.
Who
Shane Stan just whacked her.
No way.
Yeah.
It was a little whack. It wasn't that bad.
Oh busted her
Michael.
Leg. Are
he
you
took
kidding
a lead
me?
Pipe and whacked her in the knee.
He didn't hit her that hard.
Yeah.
Oh, listen to you.
What did Pat Riley say about that?
And my girl, Tanya, knew nothing about it.
Your girl, yeah.
I was in Portland at that time. She was.
I think she still lives in a trailer up in Portland.
Yeah, she's still up in there. In a trailer, you say?
I'm pretty sure it is. I think I saw a documentary where she lives.
I saw a documentary. I think she lives. She lives in Portland.
As Alan always says about these ladies, totally misunderstood.
Exactly. All right. So Al Michaels has been quietly kind of taken
off the playoffs.
Off the playoffs by NBC. Last year, he does the Amazon on Thursday night, and he did a playoff game for NBC. This year, they're not using him on NBC. And he doesn't quite know why. There's one theory that's floating around out there, and that is because he was not expressive enough about Taylor Swift's appearance at Thursday Night Football a number of weeks back. That's one of the reasons why Al is off NBC games. John, what do you think?
I don't think that's it. I'll entertain
it's an interesting theory.
I'll entertain the premise just because it's fun to talk about.
Yep.
I think what happened was Al and NBC broke up because they wanted to lessen the blow of the breakup. They gave him an emeritus position, which would allow him to come back and do a playoff game every year. So it didn't look like a flat-out divorce.
Right.
And then after...
But he doesn't seem to understand what... I mean, in his comments, he's like, I don't know what happened.
And I think then new people started running sports at NBC, and they said, why are we using an older Al Michaels when we've got some young and up-and-coming talent? They really like Noah Eagle. They really like Todd Blackledge. And they said, it's our playoff game. We're paying millions for it. Why don't we use our announcers rather than use Amazon's announcers? And I think Al got caught in the crossfire. For my money, Al's still the best football announcer alive.
He's great.
When his voice is applied to a game, it makes the game bigger.
By the way, I think
NBC's making a mistake.
This is the theory. Al Michaels' removal from NBC's playoff coverage might be linked to his stance on covering Taylor Swift. He expressed the importance of moderation, stating, you can't make a sideshow of this show. Michaels emphasized that the audience tunes in primarily for the football game, not extraneous elements. Guess what? Al Michaels, absolutely correct.
Right.
I understand showing her and all that. I guess she got booed yesterday.
Yep.
But I understand showing her, but it did get to be too much, I think.
It depends on what you're trying to do as the producer of that game.
Right.
If you just want to cover the game, then Al Michaels is your guy.
Yep.
If you want to attract people from outside the tent, Taylor Swift fans, people like Emily Hebel, that need a reason to watch the game, you should lean into Taylor Swift being a part of it. And if he didn't...
Yeah, and he did. You heard him. He didn't.
If he didn't lean into it, I can see that coming up as an issue.
Like, for example, this... Okay, so Al's calling Thursday night.
Yeah.
Most important game of the year for the Rams. Rams versus Saints, both teams 7-7. If in this world where some superstar person, and there will be famous people at these games,
sure,
right? It's a big Thursday night game, prime time, LA.
Yeah.
Do I care? I mean, I care when they show him up on the board for a minute. Like Dr. Dre was there yesterday. Danny Trejo was there yesterday. These guys on the screen. I don't want to dwell on it. I mean, I'm there for a football game. I don't want to dwell on the fact that somebody else happens to be at the venue.
I remember when I was the sideline reporter for the Lakers, this was a tug of war I used to get into with the producer, who was a legendary TV producer, a woman named Sue Stratton. And I would talk into my microphone, I would say, Sue, Anna Kournikova's here. We should talk to her. She'd be a big draw for us.
Sure.
And Sue would say, has nothing to do with the game, no.
Really?
And I would say, okay, how about Mike Tyson? He's here too. She'd go, that I can sell. Go do Mike Tyson.
Right.
So it depends. A lot is. But in, you guys. And like the producer now doesn't do any celebrities.
You guys used to do not fifth chair.
Third chair.
Third chair.
Yeah. It was fun. Chair.
Yeah.
We did that though when those in those 6 years where the Lakers were really bad.
Were awful, yeah.
When the Lakers started getting good again, we gave it up.
Would you not bring that back for anybody?
Oh, sure we would. Depends who it is.
Yeah. But do you seek people out now?
No. But if we see somebody there and we think, oh, that'd be fun to talk to.
Right.
We'd take a run at it.
But what's more important, the game or the celebrity?
The game, but the question is, do you ignore the celebrity? Because that's what Al's being accused
of. If Kelce catches a touchdown, should you, you know, pan up to see Taylor's reaction?
Well, Taylor Swift is here, da-da-da, and that's it.
What I think you cannot do is make a point of cutting her out.
No,
I don't think you can ignore the fact that the biggest pop star in the world is dating the best receiver on the Chiefs.
But one thing that you said, the producer has to tell you before the game, said, in case Taylor Swift is there, I want you to mention Taylor Swift. And if you don't do it, then they had a point.
If I was the head of the network and the producer of the game ignored Taylor Swift, didn't mention her, didn't show her, I'd fire the producer.
It wouldn't be nice. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. I would, and I don't know. I think Al's too smart not to at least mention it. I just think he's the best to ever do this. So, Mace, my sense is that's a fun story to talk about, but it's probably
I don't think it's real. It's an interesting story.
Right, right.
Interesting theory. Because
and it's fun to talk about. Like, if I'm producing a game, and there are a bunch of famous people at the game.
Yep.
Like tonight, the Lakers play the Knicks.
Well, it's banner night. We're raising the banner tonight.
There are going to be a bunch of famous New York people at this game. Yeah. I'll be very surprised if Larry David's not at this game tonight.
What about Spike Lee?
I'll be very surprised
gonna be
if Spike's
gonna
not
be
there.
Spike will be there.
If the producer of the game ignored Larry David and Spike Lee, I would get another producer.
Mm-hmm. Right. But Spike Lee would be a great third chair for you guys.
We had him. When he did Kobe doing work.
That's right.
It led me to be the interviewer for Kobe and Spike later in that week.
That's right.
They said, hey, would you come do this? And I said, sure. It was really fun.
Yes, I agree with you. There is some Taylor Swift overkill, but if Kelce catches a touchdown, you got to expect that they're going to show her on the
screen.
There's
a difference.
Yeah, yesterday, I guess she used the F word when there was like a foul and they cut to her and she goes, that's an effing foul, bro.
Yeah.
And it turned into kind of a fun
limit, and I think I've reached it anyway.
You wouldn't even want to see her after a Kelce
touchdown? You can show her, but I don't want to dwell on her. I don't want to talk about it all the time.
Mace, I agree with you in the sense that I don't think that story is real.
I don't think it's real.
I think Al has left NBC. They've got their own stable of announcers now, and they started looking around going, why aren't we using our own guys?
Yeah, I think they're making a big mistake. If you got a chance to have a game with Al Michaels, you do a game with Al Michaels.
Of course.
Especially when he had already agreed to it as part of his deal. I don't know what NBC's doing.
Play along for me for a second. Mace.
Okay, I'm playing along.
Okay, see. Hey, Pepe, the sky is green. Say it.
Hey, Pepe, the sky is green.
No, Mace, I agree with you.
I agree with you.
He agrees with you. That's how it is. Everything you say, he agrees. He never disagrees with you.
Of course he does. Well, Pepe and I have throwdowns all the time.
Remember what he did with the envelope that I gave him with the questions?
Oh, remember the potpourri remember of lies?
He doesn't like potpourri of lies.
Potpourri of lies was the worst thing ever.
I enjoyed it, Pepe.
Potpourri of lies.
I won.
Pepe's game was the
I remember.
Do we agree? Single worst game ever.
Beto did a game once that It was. When Beto comes in, I'll ask him about it. It was brutally obvious that he'd forgotten to do a game, and like 10 minutes before, you said, "Beto, it's your game today, right?" And Beto went, "Sure," and he just said, "Like, my favorite color is A, blue, B, red, C, green," and he got through it.
Yeah,
but you could tell.
Just thinking about what I did and remembering Michael's face Steve's face.
It's priceless.
Yeah,
priceless. Suck it up to Mace. You don't agree with him everything he says, Pepe.
What's wrong with that?
I'm right most of the time.
What's wrong with that?
You never agree with anything I say, but yet you agree
because
with
you said a lot of stupid things, and I'm a smart person, and he is smart too.
Yeah,
sometimes
I will say this: when it comes to NBA games, Michael makes more sense than almost anybody.
He does.
I cannot believe the amount of times Michael will say something, and they say, we're going to a review. And Michael will say, I don't need a review. That is a take foul. That is the definition of a take foul. What are they reviewing it for? Just call it and go.
Yeah.
And 5 minutes later,
it's ridiculous.
They will come back.
Why can't they fix that? They're Why can't Adam Silver fix that?
I know, but I guarantee you Michael can do it in 10 seconds.
It is the slowest process. And I'll tell you what, especially last 2 minutes of the game, probably 45 minutes sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just the craziest damn thing. It's like the most exciting part of the game. Down the stretch, and they're stopping down, and they're looking at film. It's like just
it's ridiculous.
It takes the momentum and the drama out of the game.
But that's the only thing that he does right. I mean, and they pay him to do that, so you might as well do it right.
That's right, Pepe.
All right, tell you what, let's do this. So there's one big NFL star whose name is Travis Kelce, who is looking to trademark four phrases. Have you heard about this?
No.
Yeah, he is trademarking four phrases. I'll tell you who and what he copyrighted coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, if you listen to this show, you know that Mason and I love Mirror Audio Video in Westwood. Our guy Isaac Ziv and his son Roy have been running that thing and serving LA's sports fans for more than 40 years. Why? Isaac and Roy and the team at Mirror can deliver for you products and services that others just don't offer. Cutting-edge home automation from Crestron, Lutron, and Control 4. You want to have one-touch control over everything from your pool to your lights to your window shades? Mirror is the place. Better, faster Wi-Fi? Gotta be Mirror. And we can't stress this enough. World-class customer service. You know when you call some big company and they throw you into that automated phone jail? Not going to happen with Mirror. You call, Isaac or Roy picks up the phone, and just like that, you are taken care of. So do like we do. Call Mirror Audio Video today. Try it right now. I guarantee you, you're not getting into phone jail. They'll talk to you. 310-234-4010. 310-234-4010. If you're looking for a new TV for Christmas, tell them, hey, I want that Sony that you sold to John Ireland last year. I got a Sony in my house that is, it feels like I'm at the game. It's unbelievable. One more time on the number, 310-234-4010. Mirror Audio Video in Westwood.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
All right, here we go. Caller number 7 is Dylan Sendejas from Downey. Dylan, congrats, man.
What is going on? Super stoked to be here.
Dylan, great to have you. Okay, you get to pick a box. It can be the Travis box, the Sliwa box, the Mason box, the Ireland box, Sedano box, or Cappy box. Which one you want?
Got to go with your box, man. Johnny I.
Johnny I.
The Ireland box.
The Ireland box.
Here we go. Let's see what's inside the box. Congratulations, you win a Sierra Subaru prize pack. And, of course, a gift card from our friends at Islands. And that's what's in the box, Jack.
All right, there you go, Dylan. Subaru prize pack and Islands gift card. We love Islands. Congratulations. Hey, what station takes care of you during the season of winning?
ESPN 710, baby.
All right.
Thanks, Dylan.
12 days of 710.
The 12 days of 710. It's the season of winning on 710.
Nailed it. I always think Formatics, I've always got Morales like all over me, waiting for me to screw something up. I thought we got that one right.
You always look this way, too. Like, you just want some confirmation.
Validation.
That you
I need validation.
So I just give you a thumbs up.
Thumbs up. So I got rid of my, last week I had a beard.
Oh, yeah. You've already given up.
Why'd you get rid of it?
I gave up. Because it got very scraggly, and I'm like, I don't want
it. Looked good.
Also, people say it made me look older. I don't really want to look older, so I'm gonna go with scruff. But not, and so I keep saying, Juan hated the beard. He and said I kept saying, yeah, but Bergman likes it.
You said that Juan loved it.
Yeah, he grew out of that. That was very brief.
Should have just trimmed it.
So in the end, the only person that liked it, I think, was Bergman.
No, I liked it. I thought it looked good.
Yeah, thanks. All right, so Travis Kelce, we were just talking about, he's filed for some trademarks. And I think a couple of these are good, and some of these I don't even understand. Maybe you guys do. He has trademarked the word Killatrav, K-I-L-L-A-T-R-A-V, Killatrav.
I get it, but I've never heard anybody call him that.
Anybody ever call him Killatrav?
Never heard of it.
No.
Didn't think so. Okay, how about this one? All right, nah. All right, nah.
Is that something he says? I'm guessing it is.
Apparently it's something he says.
Well, it's like somebody from New Orleans. That's the way they talk.
All right, nah.
Those Cajuns.
Okay, how about Flight 87?
Please. He ain't fast enough to be Flight 87. What's he, a blimp? An airship? You got to be a fighter jet to be Flight 87.
And then the last one is Kelce Crunch.
Yeah, I like that.
He can use it, but I've never heard any of these.
He could do that for cereal.
That's right. He could do it for cereal.
Yeah, maybe he's got some things working that we don't know about.
Yeah.
That one makes sense.
That's the only one that makes sense.
Yeah. So do we have anything we need to trademark?
Let's see. What could Mason trademark?
I should probably trademark Venice Mace.
Yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes they won't let you trademark stuff. Like if I tried to trademark Why Not, I don't think they'd let me.
I wonder if it's trademarked.
What about Potpourri of Lies?
Potpourri of Lies. Yeah, we should trademark that.
I should trademark that.
What about you, Pepe? Any expression?
Potpourri of Lies.
Potpourri of Lies is what you're going with.
Pepe's people. You can show you a picture of you waving to them.
Yeah, waving. Bergman, any phrases we should trademark here?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. I love the oh, boy. That's, by the way, this is the drop.
Oh, boy.
I use probably more than any.
You do use it quite a lot.
I just like throwing that in randomly.
Oh, the other one we can do. What about this one?
No, not really.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
No, not really.
Someone with the Twitter handle Radio Michael Fan.
Yes, Radio Michael.
Coconut Michael.
At Coconut Michael.
Yeah.
Has ranked the worst game of games ever.
Oh, nice.
All right.
I love this.
Okay.
My strawberry.
Number four, Beto's so-called game.
Yeah, so-called game.
Number three, Laura's human body parts game.
That was an awful game.
All right, number two, and I agree with this, Bergman's Harry Potter game.
That was
which was basically
brutal.
Fixed for Brian to win from
that
the get go.
That was brutal.
I have gotten more about, nobody talks to me about my games, but people said they loved that game or hated that game.
We hated that game.
You had it. People loved it.
The important people are in this room. We hated it.
Not really. It's supposed to be hard.
Yeah. Dude,
and number one, Pepe's Potpourri of Lies.
Guess
the right of the two wrong answers.
Guess the right. Get the right wrong answer.
I love it.
Most confusing friggin' game ever.
When we were right, we were wrong.
So tonight is the big night at Crypto.com Arena. It is officially... Oh, I haven't played this in a while.
Listen in Ireland, you little...
See, I think if we played this while they rolled out the trophy, it would be really cool.
It would
be cool. The Lakers would get all bent out of shape about the beeping.
Right. Now, the Lakers are they're raising the banner tonight. There's going to be an actual ceremony, right?
Oh, yeah. We're carrying it live. Yeah.
Carrying the ceremony live.
Do it live.
The trophy will be out there.
Are you going to the game, Mace?
I am not.
You're not going
to
go
trophy night.
How are you going to see the NBA Cup?
I'm sure it'll be hanging around somewhere. Broom closet?
In the loading dock?
Well, in the... No, no, no.
Oh, that's prestigious cup. Man.
In the old days, if it was anything but the NBA championship trophy, you couldn't find it. Like, the old Western Conference trophies are all in, like, a storage closet someplace.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. It's kind of dumb.
Bite your tongue. The IST is not dumb.
But the Lakers got no choice but to do it.
What?
Adam Silver said, you are going to hang a banner. You are going to legitimize our tournament.
Adam Silver kind of hit the lottery when the Lakers won the tournament.
100%.
Because if they legitimize it, the team with the most championships in the whole league, if they recognize it as something rather than nothing, then the rest of the league will follow suit. So if I was Adam Silver, I'd do exactly what he's doing. I'd call Jeannie and I'd say, hey, I need you to do me a favor here. Recognize this inside your building. Raise a banner. Display the cup so your fans can see it. We want to build momentum for the tournament. I totally get it.
Oh, I get it from the NBA's perspective. I mean, as a Lakers fan, I don't know how I feel about raising. By the way, the banner.
Show Mason that picture. Show Mason that picture. Pepe standing by the cup.
Oh, Pepe with the cup.
NBA cup.
Yep.
Very nice, Pepe. Where'd you run into it?
Spectrum.
Oh, Spectrum, nice.
Yes. Yeah.
They got to raise the
parking lot.
Yeah, we don't know, by the way, what shape the banner is going to be, but my understanding is it's just going to have a year on it, and then every year you win the tournament, you'll get another year on it. So there won't be a banner for each IST.
It'll just be recognition for each year you win it.
Yeah. Yeah. So put on your calendars now next year's recognition.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So coming up next,
by the way, somebody says, Jonathan Watson says Killa Trav is Travis Kelce's Twitter and IG handles.
Okay. There you go.
So that's why,
probably why I should trademark Venice Mace. All right. Coming up next for you. Tickets are very cheap over at, in Carolina for the Panthers games.
But well, did you see the stands?
Awful. Yeah, I did.
Even with the low, low, low discount, not a lot of people took them up on it.
Now, we'll talk about that coming up next. Plus, the Rams control their own destiny. We'll get to all that coming up next. Mason in Ireland. Pepe's here. Michael Thompson is here. It's Banner Night, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Mace, can I do a quick hail fellow well met?
Oh, no, somebody does. Okay,
yeah, if you grew up in Los Angeles like I did in the 70s and 80s, there were two competing rock and roll stations.
Yep.
KMET, 94.7, Little Bit of Heaven, KMET, and KLOS. Those were the two. And at KMET, the nighttime disc jockey was a guy named Jim Ladd, legendary radio DJ.
Yep.
Passed away today at the age of 75. For the past several years, he's been doing a show at Sirius.
Oh, okay.
But this is, if you remember Tom Petty's last DJ, that whole thing, that was about Jim Ladd. Just legendary rock DJ. Shout out to Jim Ladd. What a tremendous run.
Yeah.
Hail fellow well met.
Hail fellow well met. So, Pepe, I asked you this during the break, and then I thought, no, this should be on the air. What is your favorite? You see a lot of movies. You and I both see a lot of movies. What for you is the best movie of 2023?
So far, the movies that I watch,
Killers of the Flower Moon.
My answer is going to get me mocked.
Of course it is.
I think it's Air.
No, that's one of my top five.
Which
Air.
One?
Air, the Michael Jordan movie.
Air is fantastic.
Have you seen it?
No.
Damon is great.
Affleck is great.
Jason Bateman is great.
I saw that movie. Yeah. It's good.
I love that movie.
Michael Thompson has a very brief cameo in that movie.
That's right, Pepe.
Very good.
When they got rid of all the Air Force One guys like Michael and gave all the money to Jordan. Yeah.
Terrible. So for you, it's Killers of the Flower Moon.
And very close to Oppenheimer, but I haven't seen Maestro.
I haven't seen Maestro either. Yeah, there are a lot of movies coming out right now. That's the Bradley Cooper movie.
And I tell you, especially, because Michael is not going to understand this.
Yeah,
it's very important because you can see the work of the director on the actors. The actors are fantastic.
Yeah.
And the whole thing, it moves you.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
So here's what I would say. Now, Michael, do you have the stomach to sit down for a 3-hour and 20-minute movie?
Of course. If it's a great movie like Oppenheimer, of course.
Did you watch Oppenheimer?
I got it downloaded. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. Put Killers of the Flower Moon on your list. How would you say it?
Interesting movie.
Yeah. There's a reservation, and there are deaths taking place, and somebody is responding. And it's set in probably...
Oklahoma?
That sounds right.
Like
Oklahoma.
A serial killer on a reservation?
Nah, well, they want the oil.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah, they want the oil. It's a really good story. Like Leo De Niro's great.
You're gonna like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, it's a movie called Past Lives.
I wanna see
it. Ah, it's so good. Greta Lee is in it. It's a Korean movie. It's the one movie that made me cry this year.
It's on Amazon, right?
It's on Amazon. Yeah.
I don't think you'll watch it because it has subtitles and you don't know how to read, Michael. Well, but anyways,
true. Do you watch movies with subtitles?
Yeah, definitely. I like to watch a lot of Nazi movies, and so they have a lot of subtitles.
Yeah, the Nazi movies. What do you leave the subtitles on all the time, like my mom and
Leo? If they're in foreign language, I'll keep them on. I got to read them.
They keep them on when it's English.
Oh yeah, no, I can't.
Oh yeah,
that.
No, they're doing like Young Sheldon, and they've got the subtitles.
Why?
What's going on?
Keep in mind, I grew up. Watching American movies with subtitles,
right?
Like Casablanca, for instance.
Sure, sure. So we have spotted the. Of course, tonight is the big night. It's banner night at Crypto.com Arena.
That's right.
And we've actually
it's a historic night, Pepe.
Keep on making fun of that, but how many teams would love to have a banner? Any banner? How many? NBA,
all of them.
There you go.
Yeah.
A lot of teams do have banners.
So we've got a picture of the banner. Are we allowed to say it's not you guys. It's a long, tall rectangle.
Okay.
Okay. It's got a point at the end.
Oh, yeah.
And then it says Lakers in-season tournament champions, and it's got the year 2023 on it, and it's got a picture of the NBA Cup on
it. That sounds cool.
It is, and it's black on gold. Mm-hmm. It is hanging with the other banners.
It's smaller and it's a different shape.
Different shape and a different color.
Right.
But tonight,
ISK banner will be raised to the heavens.
A magical experience for all
along with
had.
All of the other Minneapolis Lakers titles.
That's right.
Yes. That's right. And I'm really happy for that because there is another team in this city that doesn't have any banners.
Right. No banners.
Any numbers. None. Nothing.
Exactly. Are they going to put anything at the new place?
Yeah, you would think they would
have to. You know who really... Ralph Lawler deserves something from the Clippers.
Danny Manning.
Nah.
I said that.
Michael Cage.
Michael Candy. No, Ralph Lawler's the obvious one.
Yeah, he's got to be the first.
Because he did it... How long did he do that job?
Long time.
And then the second should be...
Darius Miles.
Okay, so I have a question.
Yeah.
The media entrance... At Crypto.com Arena.
I was going to bring this up, yeah.
Is named after Ralph.
Yes.
Now that the Clippers have left, does he lose the naming rights to the media entry?
I say no.
I say out with Ralph, in with the Michael Thompson media entrance.
What do you think, Pepe?
No.
No?
I would Stu Lance before Michael Thompson.
Stu Lance.
Yeah, Lance.
By far.
Stu needs something bigger than just the media.
Right.
Well, we got the Chick Hearn room.
You can't give him that.
Chick Hearn press room.
How about the Lance patio?
Oh, that'd be good.
Oh, yes. That's good. Nobody can get into it, though. I can't anyway.
Yeah. Well, Jay can get you in.
Yeah. So far, he hasn't.
He hasn't invited
you? Have you asked him?
I got nervous. I turtled him. I didn't ask him.
When was the last time you were at a game to ask him?
Second night of the year. Second home game. That's when Jay came up to me and said, hey, I was hoping I'd run into you. And I should have said, hey, Jay, can you take me to the patio? I didn't.
Should have.
The patio's like this fancy...
Oh, yeah.
No, hey.
Secret.
You don't get in if you don't ask.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know what I did during... I did buy a chain. I'm getting a chain.
Excellent.
Yeah.
You're not going to wait for someone to get it for you.
Nobody's getting me a chain, so
I had to get it
myself.
Own chain.
How much did you spend? $120. That's it?
Yeah.
It's going to turn green on your neck.
Yeah, you know, and wear it for a while.
So it's ice. You didn't get real dirt. No
I diamonds. Did not get diamonds.
Nobody
no.
can tell.
I'm not get the diamonds guy.
So yeah. It's a gold chain?
Silver. I like silver.
Unless you're a jeweler, nobody can tell.
No, nobody will know. Even like the wedding rings now, they're growing diamonds somewhere, aren't they?
Right.
Don't they
like,
grow them?
They're like...
There's like a bush that grows diamonds or something?
Yeah, and it's...
A diamond bush.
Yeah, right. Well, it's not a bush, but they're creating, they're generating diamonds. They're, you know.
But isn't it like you pick the diamonds off
a
bush?
Yeah, it's a diamond farm or something. Yeah. Crazy
well, I know
deal.
On Saturn it rains diamonds.
Where?
On Saturn.
Yeah. Oh, on Saturn it rains diamonds?
Because of the pressure in the atmosphere. And
well, you know so much about space. Yep.
So yes. Why don't you go to space?
No, it's too dangerous, Patrick.
He's afraid he won't get back.
Yeah.
That's the same answer I ask him when we go to Miami every year. I say, you're going to go see your family in the Bahamas? He goes, no, I'm afraid I won't get back.
Yeah.
Stuck.
Yeah.
Bahamas Air would forget to tie the rope around the door and he wouldn't make it.
They pull the propeller, the rubber band will run.
At least you're honest.
So real quick here, they're selling tickets or sold tickets, I guess, for $13 to yesterday's game at Carolina. The Panthers are
so
just
it's
awful.
Cheaper to go to a Carolina Panthers game than it is to go to the movies.
Yep. Tickets were
a nice stadium, too. Our hotel where we go when the Lakers play there, the football stadium's right next to it.
They are one of the worst teams
ever.
In a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a while. And they made a list of things that are more that you'd rather have than the $13 Carolina tickets. You sent this today, John. I actually like some of these products.
Okay, so the question is, would you rather have a ticket to the Panthers game or this, whatever
yes.
Mace reads? Okay. Go ahead.
Listerine Cool Mint Pocket Packs. So for your breath, it's that thing where you put it on your tongue and it dissolves and it
makes
your
breath
very
important to me,
fresh.
To me. To have fresh breath than it is to see Bryce Young throw interceptions. I'm in on the Listerine.
I am in on Listerine.
They won yesterday, right?
I know.
Yeah, I'm in on Listerine, though. Michael, what
about
Listerine?
Listerine or Carolina Panthers football tickets?
I would take the Listerine.
Yeah, Listerine.
Tebe? I'll take the tickets.
Tickets, Bergman, Listerine?
Listerine.
Yeah, Brian?
I would tickets.
Tickets, okay.
All right, so a couple ticket take. Pepe
I actually
and Brian.
Love item number two on this list. It is a switchblade folding pocket comb. So, in other words, you take it out, it's a switchblade, and you
who
comb
you,
your
John
hair.
John Travolta from Greece?
No, I honestly think I would love that. I'm going to buy one of those
this,
right now.
I would take the ticket.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
I would use this.
I don't need a switchblade comb.
I've got ice. Now I've got a switchblade comb.
What, are you got the perfect hair for it, Ireland.
Yeah, but my hair's always in place.
That's true.
Yeah, his hair never moves.
So I don't need a switchblade comb.
I would take if it was a butterfly knife comb. If it was a butterfly knife comb,
that
would be fun.
What's the difference?
Butterfly knife has two ends, and the comb would be in the middle. You can like flip it around and do tricks with it.
Yeah, you already lost me. Give me the tickets.
Yeah, okay.
I'll take the tickets.
How about a crazy straw in the shape of your name?
Stupid.
So in other words,
give me the tickets.
And it spells out yours
John,
would be MT.
Tickets.
John.
Pepe, let's go to the game. We don't need a crazy straw.
Tickets.
Pepe and I are going to the game.
I'm taking the straw.
You
taking the straw.
Bergman, you take your Greg-shaped crazy straw.
Can I make it like manager audio operations? Can I make it really long?
Yeah, that's good, Greg. You can go to Starbucks. I don't need a straw. I have my own.
Yeah, exactly.
This I would definitely take.
It's a talking point.
Carolina tickets. A deep sleep bath bomb. A bath. Do you ever use a bath bomb?
I don't take
baths. I'm taking tickets.
Oh, my God.
You know why?
Why?
I'm male.
No. dudes make take baths.
No,
oh,
they
no,
do
I guess
what
I'm
you
more
do.
Jacuzzi.
You go in the jacuzzi.
Yeah, I'm more jacuzzi.
You don't take baths. You go
I
in a, there's a difference
yeah,
between
I don't take a bath.
Yeah. Tickets.
Tickets.
All right, what's the next one?
A fancy drinking glass.
No, I might take that. Is it a rocks Phil, glass or is it like
it's a rocks glass?
Rocks
no,
glass.
It's a
I'm
rocks
taking the glass.
Glass. Yeah, it's a nice one.
Taking the glass, you can have the tickets.
I'll take the glass.
Yeah, the glass is nice. By the way, we're talking about NFL tickets.
I know.
And we're taking.
Are there
items.
Any more?
Let's see. Playing cards with your favorite musicians on them.
I've seen those cards before.
Have
those
you?
Are, so, yeah, what yeah. musicians would you pick?
Well, it has like Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin. It's everybody. Bob Dylan.
If I can get Beatles cards,
I'll
take the cards.
I'll take the cards.
Yeah, there's the Jimi Hendrix. There's the B.B. King.
Yeah, they have. I've actually played
there's
with that
the
deck
David
of cards.
Bowie. By there's the Amy Winehouse.
By the way, Mace.
Yeah.
I was driving today.
Yep.
Saw a billboard.
Yeah.
You know who's going to Yamava in February?
The Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Yes.
Yeah.
How about that?
That's a great show.
That's
a,
in that venue, that size.
Yamava gets. We should do something out there for the Chili Peppers show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I love the.
What date is it?
It's in February.
It's in February.
We should during the week. Can we do something?
Yeah,
during the week?
I don't know. It's on a Thursday.
Well, Lindsay will be there. Is she out there every Thursday?
Yeah. Well, it depends. Football season's over, so it changes.
All the big concerts seem to be on Thursday out there. Pepe, what was the last concert you saw? You're constantly going to concerts.
The Kiss at the Hollywood Bowl.
That's a good one. Yeah, hey, Bergman, what's the game of game standings?
The game of games, and by the way, it's a Tuesday, February 20th.
Okay, Tuesday.
The game of game stands is very, very close. Brian has two, Mason has two, Bergman has two, Laura one, John one, Momo one, Cappy one.
All right, so anybody's month, and Michael has the game.
Yes, multiple choice.
So everybody's in it.
Okay, we will do that coming up next.
Wait, who won on Friday, Mace?
Oh, I listened on Friday. I was in San Antonio. It was an upset.
Who won?
No.
Brian,
was it Beto? Yes.
It was Beto.
Okay, so Beto won.
Yeah, Beto pulled the upset. All right, Game of Games coming up next. Mason in Ireland. Michael Thompson's here. Pepe's here. It's Banner Night, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time on a big Monday, and it is Michael Thompson's game. Pepe is here, as always. Michael, describe the game.
In case you guys haven't heard, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary has chosen the word of the year.
Oh, I know exactly what it is. It's authenticity, is it not? Did I just give it away?
My first question.
Oh, for one.
Well, and you would have had it.
We all get one.
No, you would have had it.
I didn't. I thought you were just using that to tee up the conversation.
Let him finish.
We all get one.
The first question was the definition of undisputed origin or genuine, and you have to tell me the word.
You would have been impressive.
I would have been good.
But now you blew it.
Now I blew that.
So the game is, tell me if these are authentic or fake.
Okay.
Everybody answers.
Okay.
Buzz Aldrin left a pen on the moon. Eugene Cernan, the last moonwalker, found it, brought it back to Earth. Authentic or fake?
Greg?
Fake.
Brian?
Fake.
Mace?
Fake.
I'm going to say fake. Pepe?
Fake.
It is fake.
Yeah. All right, everybody's on the board.
The spice thyme is actually a tree. Authentic or fake?
Say it again. The spice?
Spice thyme. T-H-Y-M-E is actually a tree. Authentic or fake?
Brian?
Authentic.
Mace.
I think time is a bush. I'm going to go fake.
I'll go authentic. Pepe.
Authentic.
Greg.
Authentic.
It is fake.
Yeah.
Right, Mace, you were the only one, right?
Yeah, I think I got a bush of that back in the yard.
That's right. Okay. Johnny Cash once got into a fight with Colonel Sanders over a card game. Authentic or fake?
Mace.
That's real. Authentic.
It's too weird to be made up. I'm going real. Authentic. Pepe.
Authentic.
Greg.
Authentic.
Brian.
Authentic.
It is fake.
Oh! We all missed it.
Wow.
All right, for this one, let me see your hands. Everybody, hands up.
Okay. Jazz hands?
Keep them both hands or one
jazz
hand?
Both hands. Both hands.
Yes. Both hands.
There you go. Keep them where I can see them. Authentic or fake? You cannot hum while squeezing your nose. Authentic or fake?
Oh, I can't do it.
This one is me. I'm going to say that's authentic.
Me too.
Pepe? Okay, Greg.
Fake.
Brian?
Authentic.
Mace?
Authentic.
It is authentic.
Yeah. Right, try it. So try it.
Ease your nose and try to hum.
You can't because you can't breathe.
You can't breathe.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, that's crazy.
A good one. All right.
Nobody ever knew that before. I couldn't believe
that's
it.
Very good, Michael. Yes. Very good.
Yeah. Thank you, Pepe.
I like that.
Who says this show's not education?
Yes. Right. What's the score, Ireland?
You have three. Pepe, me, and Brian have two, and Greg has one.
Okay.
Adding salt to pineapple actually makes it taste sweeter. Authentic or fake?
Pepe.
I'm going to say authentic.
Greg.
Authentic.
Brian.
I'm going to go fake.
Mace.
I'm going to go authentic.
I think it's authentic.
It is authentic.
Of course it's authentic. Right. That's how I eat my pineapple.
Wow, Pepe.
All right. Brian, you missed that?
I missed that one, yeah.
Okay.
If you hold in your farts long enough,
mm-hmm.
the gas can be reabsorbed and come out of your mouth. Authentic or fake?
I honestly don't think I farted in 2 months.
So you, instead of farting, it you comes hold out, it in. You burp.
It comes out of your mouth instead of...
Greg, back to you.
Fake.
Brian.
Yeah, fake.
I don't care if anybody else gets it. That was great.
Thank you.
Mace.
I think I've done it. I'll say authentic.
I'm with Mason. I think authentic. Pepe.
Fake.
It is authentic.
Yeah. Boom, Mace.
Oh, I'm terrible at this game.
Mason 5, Ireland 4, Pepe 3. Brian, did you get that one?
I got that one wrong.
Okay, so you and Greg have 2 each.
Your heartbeat will sync to the rhythm of the music that you're listening to. Authentic or fake?
Brian, this one's you.
I'm going to go authentic.
Mace.
Authentic.
I also think this is authentic. Pepe.
Me too.
Greg.
Authentic.
It is authentic.
All right, everybody.
Mosquitoes can smell which blood type you are, authentic or fake?
This one's me. I don't think mosquitoes can smell. I'm going to go fake. Pepe.
Authentic.
Greg.
Authentic.
Brian.
I think this is authentic.
Mace.
I think this is fake.
It is authentic.
Really? Ooh, well, wait a minute. Okay. How do we know that mosquitoes know what blood type
ask yet. The scientists.
Are they telling us? How are they communicating? All right, let me give
a quick score update here. Mason 6, ooh. Ireland and Pepe 5, ooh. Brian and Greg 4.
Big.
Very close. Yep. All right, Michael, go. What's the next one?
Originally, the Fonz was going to wear a leather vest, but the popularity of the village people made the producers switch to a leather jacket. Authentic or fake?
Pepe.
Authentic.
Greg.
That sounds real, but I'm going to say fake.
Brian.
Go authentic.
Mace.
I'm going fake.
I'm going authentic.
It is fake.
Yeah.
All right. So, Mace, you got that. Who else got that?
Me, Greg.
Greg.
Because Happy Days came before the Village People.
That's right. Oh, that's right. It was like the 50s, and they came in like 60s.
All right. Mason has a 2-point lead, so you got to start going first, Mace.
Yeah. Here we go. 80% of the floating specks you see in a sunbeam is skin. Authentic or fake?
Mace.
In a sunbeam. I'm going to say that's authentic.
I also think that's authentic. Pepe.
Me too.
Greg.
It's authentic.
Brian.
Authentic.
Michael.
Authentic.
Yeah.
All right, everybody got that one?
The average cloud weighs over 1 million pounds. Authentic or fake?
Mace.
I am going to say that's fake.
I'm going to take a shot here, but I think you're right. I'm going fake. Pepe.
Fake.
Greg.
I'm going to take a shot. Go authentic.
Brian.
I'll go authentic, too.
Because of the water in it, it is authentic.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Greg, so that got Brian you within one. All right, yeah. So here's score update. Too, yeah. Well, Brian has 6. Mason, 8. Bergman, 7. Brian, 6. Ireland, 6. Pepe, 6.
Giraffes.
You got five more?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, five more.
Giraffes and humans have the same number of neck bones. Authentic or fake?
Mace.
I'm going to say that is authentic.
Greg.
Authentic.
I'm taking my shot here. Fake. Brian.
I'm going to go fake.
Pepe.
Authentic.
It is authentic.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so Brian, everybody but me and you, right?
Chameleons change color to match their surroundings. Authentic or fake?
Mace.
Well, that's so obvious.
Right?
That I am going to go fake.
Greg.
I mean, they do that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna lose a point here.
There's some gimmick.
It's authentic.
Pepe.
Fake.
Brian.
Authentic.
I'm also going authentic.
It is fake.
Yeah.
All right.
It is to regulate their temperature or to signal other chameleons.
Okay.
Okay, so Brian, you and I are out.
Aww.
3 left. Mason has 10.
Nice.
Pepe has 8. Greg has 8. Or did you get that right?
I got it wrong.
Okay, so you have 8. 3 left, so keep that in mind.
2-point lead.
Here we go. Yeah.
Nails continue to grow after death. Authentic or fake?
Mace.
Authentic.
Greg.
I think it's true. I'll go authentic. I'll do the next two.
Okay, so you both said authentic.
Both say authentic.
Fake.
It is fake.
Oh, okay. So Pepe is within one.
I'm two back.
Still. You're two back with two to go. All right, here we go. You have 10. Pepe has 9. Greg has 8.
There once were $100,000 bills printed for circulation. Authentic or fake?
Mace.
Fake.
Pepe.
Authentic.
Greg.
Well, I'm out. Oh, actually, no, I'm not. Authentic.
It is authentic.
All right, now we got something.
I'm one back.
And Greg's one back. Okay, so Greg gets to go last. Here's the situation. This is the last one, and then we'll have it. Do you have a tiebreaker,
yes.
Michael? Okay. Mason, 10. Pepe, 10. Mm. Greg, 9.
So if one of them go opposite, I'm done.
Yep. Here we go.
Bulls hate the color red. Authentic or fake?
Pepe.
That's fake.
Mace.
That is fake.
Greg?
Authentic.
That is fake.
Yeah. Right.
Greg is out. It's now a shootout between Mason and Pepe.
No tiebreaker. Shootout.
Yeah. No, you can do
it. You can do a tiebreaker.
You got a tiebreaker?
Yep, I got a tiebreaker.
All right, do that.
All right, listen closely.
Okay.
I got to say this slowly. By number of letters in the word, the longest word in English is associated with lung disease caused by inhalation of silica or quartz dust. The word is numino ultra microscopic silico volcano conosiosis.
That's one word.
One word. How many letters in this word?
Mace, take a shot. Write it down.
Write it down.
Pepe?
Okay.
How many letters, Pepe? You need to write it down?
Or just Pepe, I'll go to you first, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, okay. How many letters in the longest word in the standard dictionary?
How many?
33,
Mace. Oh, my God. All right.
We wrote down exactly the same answer.
Okay. You pick again. Neither one of you can pick 33. Okay.
Pepe,
okay.
Go first again.
Pepe, yeah.
32.
All right. Mace?
What you write?
You either go 31 or 34.
34.
Numino ultra microscopic silico volcano conusiosis has 45 letters.
Yeah. Yeah. Mason has the lead
in the
Game
month.
Of Games.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful.
Very exciting.
All right. Good job.
Greg, who's doing the show after us today?
Cappy.
It is Cappy.
Yeah.
By himself?
He's got a band of characters.
Cappy and friends.
Okay. It's Garvey and Company.
Let's do some Supercross. Woo! There we go. Everybody's in the house. Cappy, what's up, man?
Gentlemen. Mace, you miss me at all? I mean, after our combo plate last week?
Tell you what, we had like two combo plates, I think, didn't we?
Multiple combo plates.
And we got a combo plate on Wednesday.
Yes, we do, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, so I'm
looking
excited.
Forward to that.
The combo plates
plate.
Are fun. I get so much great feedback from them. And the great thing is, I showed up at the show with all kinds of content on Friday, and then you just blew right by it, and we did other stuff.
Well, Johnny, that is, if the shoe fits,
yes,
you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Johnny, you would have loved the last combo plate we did. Because it was me and Mace, and then it was Emily from Travis and Sliwa, and BC from Mason and Island. So we had like a true each show
represented. That is the ultimate combo play.
Yeah, yeah. It was a good show, although we had so much stuff to do in that show. We didn't. Yeah, and Cappy, you just ramble. You're a big rambler. I love it. Like, I loved your ramble on the Chargers after Brandon Staley got fired. That was excellent ramble.
You're a rumble man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, Michael, Carlo, one of our listeners, has a really good idea.
Is this Carlo Angelo?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you know him?
He's in the Mason and Ireland Mafia.
Okay. He says they should rename the patio the Lance Lounge.
Ooh.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Brilliant.
Catchy. I like that.
Yeah. It's catchy.
Yes.
We'll just start calling it that, and everyone will get mad at us, but we'll just start calling it that.
Cappy, talking about the patio, I don't think either one of us have ever been in it, have we?
I mean, I have.
You snuck in?
No, I didn't sneak in.
Were you on a list?
I did not sneak in.
Who put you on the list?
No list.
There is a list.
How'd you get in?
Because, guys.
He kinged it.
When you walk around like you're supposed to be there, people generally don't stop you.
Mm.
So I'm just one of those guys that has a look like, you know what? I don't know who that guy is, but he kind of looks like he's supposed to be here. So don't mess with him.
You're the opposite of turtling. You're always out there.
There was a guy, and I did a story on him, Cap. I don't know if you ever met him. I think he's since passed away.
Yeah.
He was a San Diego native.
Yep.
And he was a professional gatecrasher. His name was Dion Rich.
I saw that. Yep.
You can Google this. Dion Rich. He snuck into like the first 35 Super Bowls. Never had a ticket.
Yeah. That's right.
And a couple of times, if you go down the rabbit hole and read about this guy, a couple of times he finagled his way onto the field.
Oh, yeah.
And one year, the Cowboys win the Super Bowl. And they carry Tom Landry off of the sidelines. And on one, they picked him up and put him on the shoulders of two guys. On one side was Randy White, the all-pro defensive lineman.
Yeah.
And on the other side was Dion Rich. He snuck in.
Wow.
And got Tom Landry lifted up on his shoulders. And the NFL was furious because they could not catch this guy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, Cap, when I was working at KUSI, which is a television station down in San Diego, the Super Bowl was there one year, and Dion said, I'm going to sneak in, and you should bring a camera, because I'm going to tell you exactly how I'm going to do it. And he said, he had one of those yellow security jackets, mm-hmm. and Cap, he took a page out of your book. He just walked around like he was supposed to be there. Like sure. he was shouting instructions to people.
Nice.
And he was pointing at the gate. Like he was walking up like
it's moving over here.
20 feet short of it. He goes, hey, double check that gate.
Yep.
Is that gate locked?
Okay, let's back it
we
up.
Need to double check that gate. I need you to stand over to the right, please. Hey, how you doing? Yep. And he just walks right
That's
in.
That's beautiful. That's
and
great.
And then waved to me from, you know, remember the old Jack Murphy Stadium, Cap? They had those like circular concourses that you had to walk up. He walked up to the top of one of the concourses and just waved to me. And that was the last shot in the story.
Wow.
But nowadays is very hard.
Yeah,
to
I would
do
think it'd be very difficult.
By the way, Mace, one of his proudest things that he snuck into, and he did it twice, was mm-hmm. the Academy Awards.
Really?
Wow.
And he finagled his way backstage, so when somebody won an Oscar, he would be like, had his hand stuck out
really?
To shake their hand to say congratulations. He had a tuxedo on, but he had his hand out to say congratulations, and he got on TV like six times.
Oh, that's amazing.
And he convinced him that he was the guy monitoring the door of like when they went into the press room, so he got on TV. He was like the ultimate BSer. BS his way into anything.
God, I would love to sit at the Academy Awards. I watch them every year. I would love to be at them.
Me too.
Would be crazy.
Why have you not gone?
Because I don't think it's an open to the public. I don't think there are tickets on StubHub.
The only thing
that
you can do
that.
Is be in a seat filler.
A seat filler.
I was a seat filler at the Grammys one year. Yeah. It was really fun.
Pepe, you want to be a seat filler with me at the Oscars?
I would do it.
Oh, let's do it. Mace, for sure.
Rather than being a seat filler, couldn't you find an invitation?
I don't believe I could.
Really?
It's really hard to do that.
Yeah, the one person, Bryan Cranston,
don't you?
Cranston, right?
You.
Yeah, he might be able
no,
to.
No, Jeff Blake might be able to do it.
Yeah, Jeff's our friend at SNL.
Yeah, he could probably get us.
Oh, I thought Jeff Blake, the old NFL quarterback.
The dad.
Jeff the dad.
That
the,
will be a dream for me.
Oh, it'd be great. It'd be great. Cappy, where's your dream location? You can walk into anywhere, apparently.
Oh, man. Because the Academy Awards doesn't sound interesting to me at all.
Doesn't it really?
Not one bit.
See, Pepe and I see all the movies, so it's interesting that way. And plus, there's all these stars and stuff.
Well, I mean, I guess if I were an invited guest, like if Matthew McConaughey said to me, hey, man, you want to come sit at my table? I'd be like, yeah, definitely. And then are we going to do the post-game parties and
You're
all that?
Do,
like if I were an invited guest, I'd want to do that, you know?
You know the McConaughey thing?
No.
No, you don't know Wolf of Wall Street?
Come on, Cappy. Right,
come on, Cappy.
You didn't see that movie?
All right, so Mace, check this out. Here's Tom Landry being carried off when he won the Super Bowl.
Let me see that.
That's Dion Rich, who snuck in.
That's very funny.
Holding him up. Yeah. Now look at this. Here he is at the Oscars the year Gwyneth Paltrow won for Shakespeare in Love.
Yep.
He just walked up to her and sat down next to her, and they took their picture. So it looks like
he's
her
like
agent
he's
or her date.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. And he just kept sneaking into stuff.
Brian Kamenetsky just tweeted, he said, if you want to go get nominated, you lazy effer.
Yeah, come on, Mason. Get nominated.
Why not? I did make a run at it one year.
There you go.
You did?
Yeah.
How so?
Made a movie, short film. Ireland saw it.
It was good.
Lee Atwater. The political consultant, and played at all kinds of film festivals, but didn't get as far as the Oscars.
Where can I watch that film?
You can't anymore.
Why not?
It's out of circulation.
You can't put it on YouTube?
It's very hard to be nominated. You need a lot of money.
Yeah, it does. It takes, you got to campaign your asses off. Hey, Cappy.
Yeah.
So the Rams control their own destiny now.
It's pretty damn crazy, isn't it?
It is amazing. You know, they've won 4 out of 5, and all of a sudden they're completely in the thick of it. And I would say, Dan Graziano wrote today, that of those 7-7 teams in the NFC, that the Rams are the scary one.
Well, I mean, I think that if you look at the NFC standings, San Francisco, I think, is better than the Rams.
Oh, no question.
Philadelphia is as well. I think Detroit is. I think that the Cowboys are. But hold on a second. All those teams, Tampa and Minnesota and New Orleans, who will be in town on Thursday, all those 7-7 teams, I think the Rams are better than all of them. So I guess right now what I'm saying is I actually think the Rams are the fifth best team in the NFC.
I don't disagree with you. I think right behind the Lions, they're the fifth best team in the league.
Hey, Cap, let me get your opinion on something that we were kicking around on the show earlier. I sent everybody a story this morning that said the Spanoses are too cheap to offer their head coach / GM job to Bill Belichick or Jim Harbaugh. They won't pay him, but a lot of people, including Rex Ryan, this morning on Get Up, seem convinced that Belichick to the Chargers is done. How surprised would you be if Belichick takes over for Brandon Staley / Tom Telesco and is put in charge of the Chargers after this season?
So I'd be really, really surprised based on everything you just said, which is most people, myself included, think that the Chargers ownership is way too cheap to hire Belichick. But I think if they rationalize it and they say, hey, our general manager was making $4 million and our head coach was making $4 million, and to hire Belichick just to be the coach, that's $12 million. So you know what? Hire Belichick to do both and pay him what he's worth, then go ahead and do it. But the issue is not necessarily just purely the money. It's the fact that the owner's kids run the football operations. So unless the owner's kid is willing to stand down to Bill Belichick, Belichick is not coming to work for these guys.
So that's interesting. This was, do you guys remember, Pepe, you'll remember this, when it appeared, it leaked that Jim Buss was bringing Phil Jackson back to coach the Lakers. And Dr. Buss was still alive. He was near the end of his life. And Jim was running basketball operations. And Jim wanted to bring Phil back. And they had a last-minute change of heart because Dr. Buss apparently said, hey, you can hire Phil, but if you do, he takes over. He runs your team. And your role will be minimized. So as long as you're okay with that, you can go ahead and do it. And Jim and Mitch had second thoughts, and they hired Mike D'Antoni. And so that's, Cap, that's the same argument that you're making, that if the Spanoses did give the keys to Bill Belichick, they are in essence firing themselves from day-to-day operations, right?
Right. That's right. That's exactly what I'm saying. And I just don't think that they'll do that because this is a family business. And it went from the grandfather who made all the money to the son who got it handed to him on a silver platter
so
to his kids.
Alex was the grandfather.
To.
Dean is the son.
Right.
And John is the grandson, right?
Yep. And he's the director of all their football stuff. So the other son is running the business side of things. So he's not threatened. But listen, John, I would love for them to hire Belichick because honestly, I don't believe that Bill Belichick is the answer man.
You know, I don't either, by the way. I would rather have Harbaugh than Belichick if I had a choice.
Oh, me too. All day. I'd rather have Harbaugh. But if you're going to hire Belichick because you think that the Patriot way is going to, you know, take over your franchise, I feel like Josh McDaniels kind of knew the Patriot way, and he had the general manager that knew the Patriot way, and he had the offensive coordinator that knew it, and it imploded on them in Las Vegas. So why would Bill Belichick, who hasn't won since Tom Brady left, what's he going to do? Walk through the room and everybody go, okay, whatever you say, coach.
Yeah, it would be a really weird. Mace, back to this Dion Rich thing.
Yes, this
is unbelievable. So,
okay, let me see what you got.
The 94 Democratic National Convention.
Okay.
He had no credentials, no ticket. Look.
Where's he at?
Who's
he
next to? With
face to face with Bill Clinton, who is the Democratic nominee. This guy. I would have loved to see Cappy go toe to toe with this guy to see who could sneak in.
He was the guy that started it all.
Did you ever meet him in your San Diego days?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I actually started kind of sneaking into things when I was about 12 years old. My father took me on like some free tickets that he got from somebody. No surprise, right? To a golf tournament called the Honda Classic. And
down in Florida, right?
Yeah, Jack Nicklaus was my favorite golfer. So my dad is like, I'm like, Dad, there's Jack Nicklaus. He's like, where are you going? I go, I got to go talk to him. And I literally, as a 12-year-old kid, just went under the ropes. And as Pepe says, I mean, security was a lot different back then. I went under the ropes, and I walked from whatever it was, like the ninth green to the 10th tee box. Shook Jack Nicklaus's hand, talked to him. He asked me what my name was, you know, what I was doing there. I just told him I was a huge fan, et cetera, et cetera. So I kind of started it there. And then it just proceeded to just go walk around and see how far you can get until somebody kicks you off. I will tell you this, at Crypto right now, even with a credential on, security is super tight, you know? So, like, you go down to the floor before a game, and if you don't have a credential, man, they move you out quickly. Whereas back in the old days, I could kind of sneak around.
So, Cappy, who are you doing the show with today?
Well, let's see here. You got myself.
You, right, Cappy.
You got Lindsay Baseball.
Lindsay Baseball.
You got DeAndre.
DeAndre is here, right? DeAndre, are you the control of things now?
I am in the control of things.
Nice. All right, good, good.
Yeah, he's flying.
Anybody else?
Morales.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Of course, Morales.
Of course.
At some point, Beto's here.
He's going to stop in.
Beto's coming in for sure. So, yeah, it's just, you know, Mace, it's a cast of characters. The only thing we don't have is we don't have anybody playing Sedano.
Oh, that's right. No Sedano.
Yep.
No Sedano.
Sedano's already begun his vacation. By the way, I spoke to Sedano, Johnny I.
Yeah.
You're not going to love this, and maybe he's not going to love me for saying this to you, but okay. I'm going to say it.
Okay.
Sedano went to the Sphere.
Yeah. Didn't love it?
Thought the Sphere was amazing, according to his social media.
Yeah. Okay.
But in text, I said, what did you think? Sphere, incredible. You two? Eh.
Oh, screw him.
Well,
if you're not a U2 fan, I guess.
Right. The Sphere is the thing. That's what blew me away.
That is what.
I thought U2 was great, but I said it, Cap, I said it to you. I think at the Sphere, a bad band would be great because the Sphere is so cool.
Right.
I heard a rumor that Dead & Company in like April, May, June-ish, which would be amazing at the Sphere.
No, I heard I heard the opposite. I heard Fish.
Yes,
I heard Fish is Beyonce already like booked for like a few shows. Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah,
Beyonce and Harry Styles?
Separate. They're both negotiating with
Fish,
both of those.
Fish
people.
Is booked.
Fish.
Yeah.
And by
that's
the way,
what I
Fish
heard also. Fish is booked.
Got a gigantic following. And I got a really big. By the way, tonight I hit that by accident. This is Cappy. Are you gonna successfully warm everybody up? Excite everybody for the banner unveiling at
Crypto.com? Banner night!
It's banner night.
History,
as Michael says.
History, baby.
You know, for the next 2 hours.
Yes.
This is a pilot program.
Meaning?
The future may just be one big host and a cast of characters.
Oh, wow.
Can we afford in the future two-man shows?
We're going to do a sit-down. Are you firing him?
No, it's me, Michael. They're coming for me.
No, they're not coming for you, Cappy.
So imagine Mace and company in the morning, Ireland and company middays, and Cappy and company afternoons.
Let's roll.
Wow. You just
and see, Mace,
where's Steve Garvey?
You could just hang out with Mace.
Running for governor.
Garvey and company.
Then we make it the Mason and Ireland Power Hour at noon.
Oh, this is fantastic.
You're
programming the station live on the air.
Just a pilot program.
Just a pilot
Brilliant.
Program.
All right.
Hey, we do everything else on there. You guys want to talk about your schedule?
No, you guys.
No, they've got it figured out.
Coming up next, Cappy's going to talk about his schedule.
Hire Pepe. It'd be Cappy
to do
Pepe.
What? You haven't even declared your independence.
Okay, I want to say something regarding what you were saying. Okay. You know who Mauricio Martin Ortega is?
Of course.
No.
Mauricio Martin Ortega went and stole Brady's jersey.
Oh, that's the guy. I remember that story.
Yeah. You remember that story?
Yeah.
And he got the helmet of the guy that was playing for the Rams and now plays for the Bills.
Right.
And what's the point of the story?
Well, the story is that they went through security and the guy stole the jersey.
Right.
So there you go, Cap.
Michael, it makes perfect sense.
Nobody remembers.
Yeah, Pepe and company overnights.
Yeah.
Wait a second. You were talking about security.
I know.
I mean,
yeah, no,
the
I,
guy
Mace
went
is trying,
through
to, Mace is
the
trying
way.
To get out and end the show.
Yeah,
and
I'm trying to end the show. You're telling more stories.
Don't be disrespectful.
Yeah, no, Pepe.
Pepe, if you
want to
hang out, we got 2 hours here.
Believe me,
you're welcome to be part of the Kaplan extravaganza.
I understand.
I remember back in the old neighborhood when them kids stole that candy?
Yeah.
Nobody saw it?
It's okay.
All right.
They got their jerseys back.
That's it. By the way, don't forget, tonight I've got $315,000 on the Lakers -4.
And if you hit it, I'm going to be way behind tomorrow, and I'm going to have to come up with a monster bet.
All right. Coming up next for you is Cappy and Friends. I'll be back Wednesday with Cappy, 710 ESPN.